being out here.
What do you think my motives are being out here? Did you listen at all?
Yeah, I did.
What's your first name? I'm making an audio, by the way. I make them for my ministry. Just okay. So you know that. What's your first name?
Called? Can I have your ministry?
I'm sorry?
Can I have your ministry? Can you tell me your ministry?
Yeah, I'll give you a gospel card. Here. Oh, you got one, honey? Yeah, I'll give you an Anabaptist gospel. Are you an Anabaptist?
I'm a Christian.
Do you go to Anabaptist church?
I go to Grace Fellowship.
Is that Anabaptist? I'm just asking.
Is it, what's the hang on with Anabaptist?
Is it evangelical? Is it Anabaptist? Because you got to know who somebody is before you can help them. You walk into a doctor and you go, I'm sick. And he goes, what's wrong? If you know what's wrong, you can zero in. If you go, I don't know, now he's got to do all kinds of tests. So if you're Roman Catholic, I'm going to approach it one way. If you're an atheist, I'm going to approach it another way. If you're Anabaptist, I'll approach it another way. I'm a born-again, Bible-believing saint that follows the Most High Jesus Christ. Don't belong to one man-made organization whatsoever because God didn't ordain man-made organizations.
What's your church affiliation?
Wait. What's that?
What's your church affiliation?
What's my church affiliation? Yeah. Jesus Christ. He started one body, the Ecclesia. We don't need a man-made organization. I know other saints all over the world that I fellowship with online or when I can be in person, but we don't need a denomination. We don't need a flavor. Because see, Jesus said, Paul said in 1 Corinthians, they were of Paul, they were of Apollos, they were Cephas, and Jesus said it because Paul said it. But the scriptures say, is Christ divided? Did he die for you? Paulus die for you? No. So all of these names that you name yourself, Anabaptist, Mennonite, I had one guy over there, it's on video, it's going to go up on my website. He said that they gave us the name Mennonite or Amish. And I said, really? He said, yeah, they gave it to us, that's why we took it. And I said this, I said, what if they would have gave you the name Idiotites? He said, yeah, we'd put that on our building too. And I said, you can't be serious. And he goes, yeah, we would. So whatever name the English world gives you, them, that's what he would give them. So get out of your mindset that you got to belong to a religious organization. The reason I ask when people walk up is because everybody in the world thinks you have to, but the scriptures don't teach that.
You do need to be a part of a fellowship.
You don't need to. You should be if there's other true saints. Let me ask you a question. Did you ever give me your first name? My name is James.
Andrew.
Let me ask you a question. A man in a Muslim country comes to faith, surrounded by Muslims. He's born again. There's not a Christian in sight and he can't move. Would you dare tell him he's not part of the body of Christ?
No.
Okay. But if you have true saints, you should fellowship. The Anabaptist faith and the evangelical and Roman Catholic, that's not the true faith of God.
Well, I don't think you can say that as a whole.
Yeah, I can. By their doctrines, I can.
No, you can't.
By their doctrines, I can.
Because I know lots of Lutherans. I know Mennonites. I know Amish.
Lutherans are heretics. Amish,
some of them
are heretics.
Some of them,
yeah, they
you
keep.
Can't, you can't. Say
they keep a false gospel. No, they keep pagan holidays.
How can you say that every one of them is?
Well, first of all, everyone I've ever met. So introduce me to one that isn't. Okay, every Roman Catholic.
I can't take you seriously if you say
every
that.
Roman Catholic I ever met is a heretic. Every Lutheran I ever met is a heretic.
I can't take you seriously.
Every Baptist I ever met is a heretic.
Why?
Because they don't teach the scriptures.
As
Jesus said, in the last days there'll be very few.
As in what?
There'll be very few. The biblical gospel, preaching Christ crucified, his shed blood, death, burial, and resurrection, then going, following him because of your faith in him, and repenting and leaving all sin. Right there, we can stop with the religious places because they all keep a bunch of sin. They all keep
like
Christmas,
what?
Easter, false gospels, pagan holidays.
We shouldn't celebrate the Lord's life.
Not Roman Catholic holidays. Who makes days holy, God or man?
Okay,
who
not,
makes days
I'm
holy, God or man?
I'm not saying, but I think Jesus was
you
born.
Won't answer. Jesus who made God's holy? Who made days holy, God or man?
Man cannot make anything holy.
But those are holy days that God never made.
No.
They're called holidays.
They're holidays.
That's so holiday means holy day. And people do all this religious service. You're not supposed to do false ways. God never ordained them. We're supposed to keep his ways. Let me go back to the gospel. So by Christ's death, burial, and resurrection and his shed blood.
And by the way, hey, let me interrupt you one second. I know lots of Amish and Mennonites who will not take all the work, will not do anything over Christmas because they say it's a worldly holiday. We can't follow it.
Whatever. Okay. Again, I didn't say every Anabaptist keeps it. I said I don't know any Anabaptists that don't. I said I don't know any Anabaptists that are biblical and aren't heretics. They all keep various forms of sin. You won't even let me get through the gospel. That's how much you love the truth. You won't even listen to the whole gospel. Yeah, he won't even listen to the whole gospel. He doesn't have the truth. He doesn't want
the
truth.
He might be a sex slave. I don't know. But that's what he is. She might be. Who wants to believe him than anything?